local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
705 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Just got a call from a listener in. Looks like a wreck on southbound 65 just past the Celeste Road exit. Keep that in mind. She said, in her words, it's getting hairy fast on southbound I-65 just past the Celeste Road exit. Keep your eyes on that. And for more traffic information, as the polls just opened 5 minutes ago, maybe you're headed to vote now. Maybe you're headed to vote later and you're headed to work now. Here's Kane with your traffic update. Let you know which roads to hit and which roads to avoid.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department there at North University and Overlook, another accident without injuries. Dawes Road right near the roundabout near Greenlight. They've got another one. They're moving out of the roadway, and state troopers still waiting for the wreckers at Celeste and Mims Road. School zones are going to be busy. Already see some radar there back down to 15 miles an hour. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers with fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, Dalton Orwig and Mark Holliday in with you on this general election Tuesday, 74 degrees and partly cloudy outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Dr. Bill says there's rain in the forecast. We'll get more with him when we talk live here at the bottom of the hour with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Of course, weather always important, especially on election days. It's always a center of discussion, and Kelly Finley has the news. She talks a little bit about the fog that's been hanging around our area.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's Tuesday, Election Day, and all eyes are on the weather. The National Weather Service in Mobile is monitoring fog development this morning, which could impact voter turnout. There will also be a chance of scattered showers and storms, but good news, there's no severe weather expected in our area. The rain is forecast to move out from west to east by the afternoon in a few areas, and the northwest part of the region may even see the sun. Sunshine. Highs will range from the mid to upper 70s, generally along and north of Highway 84, and will hit the lower 80s to the south, according to forecasters. As always, you want to keep attuned to Mobile Mornings as our very own Dr. Bill joins us throughout the morning, giving you up-to-the-moment forecasts for today, tomorrow, and into the weekend, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announced the arrest of a Henry County Reserve deputy. Monday, that Reserve Deputy Wiley Aaron Mathis was arrested on allegations he provided false information so that he could register to vote. Mathis lives in Houston County, but is a Sheriff's Reserve Deputy in Henry County. A warrant was issued by the AG's office following a complaint that Mathis provided a false address to register to vote in Henry County. That crime is a Class A misdemeanor, punishable, but not by more than 1 year in jail. Mathis surrendered on November the 2nd at the Henry County Sheriff's Office and then was released, saying, quote, "Whenever someone cheats in order to participate in an election, they are not entitled to vote in. The important civil rights of all citizens are diminished. The laws of Alabama that protect the integrity of our elections are important to everyone. Those who violate our election laws and undermine the sanctity of our electoral process can expect to be vigorously prosecuted by my office." That quote coming from Attorney General Steve Marshall. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 10 minutes after 7 now, FM Talk 106.5. And let me point you towards FMTalk106.5.com, where there's more information on our ultimate tailgate prize giveaway. Just over a week left to get in and register at one of the five participating locations. And what a prize package we have for you. It is our annual prize giveaway. We're always giving away prizes during football season. And Bailey's TV came through in the clutch this year. You can win a 55-inch Samsung 4K HD TV along with a soundbar so it sounds as good as it looks. Cart Doctor coming through with a two-week four-seat cart rental. Old Time Feed has these extra large Adirondack chairs. Now, we actually had a couple of these sitting in the FM Talk studios before we gave them away in the last giveaway. These things are huge. You could put them on the beach and basically be a lifeguard. That's how tall they are. They look great in your backyard or, you know, wherever. You can put them inside and put them around that 55-inch TV for all I care. They're really nice chairs. Fairhope Brewing Company has a party pack of craft beer and merchandise and Carrot Patch Jewelers with the team-logoed 14-karat gold pendant. You tell them whether you want Alabama, Auburn, or any other team you might follow, and they'll give you that logo in 14-karat gold so you can wear it around with you. Those five locations, drop in today and every day. Put your name in the box and you'll be registered to win, and we will announce that winner of the prize package, which is worth over $6,000. We'll announce that winner on November 15th. That's next Thursday. Mm-hmm. That will let you know who won that and also the four other qualifying prizes for the package. So check that out on fmtalk1065.com. Polls opened just about 11 minutes ago. It is general election Tuesday.
We've got several texts.
Yeah, we've been getting some texts in.
Yeah, Eric has said excellent voter turnout in Bon Secours this morning, about 40 people in line before the doors opened. Said it didn't even have that kind of participation for the presidential election.
Wow.
So, Foley United Methodist Church, about 75 people in line. The texter says, first time I've ever seen a turnout like this early.
Wow.
And Beth, this was a couple of minutes before the polls opened. She says, polls aren't even open, and the line is in the parking lot at Connie Hudson. Never seen it like this before.
Yeah, the Connie Hudson Senior Center. That's where I vote. So right. Three texts, and three say they've never seen the turnout like this early.
Looks like big turnout in South Alabama right now so far. I mean, you know, this is very arbitrary and very anecdotal. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes. But
And Jay sent us a text, says he's on his way out to vote, but he says who he's voting for. I don't think I'm allowed to say that on the air. That might change the minds. But Jace, go out and do your civic duty right there with you. All right, 712 on FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings rolls on. We'll keep giving you more information about the voting that's going down today, the four amendments that you'll be voting on, as long as some of the statewide races and local races. Keep it tuned right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
With WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. It's election day this morning. Polls open at 7 o'clock. In Alabama, voters will make a decision on four statewide amendments, including an amendment that would allow the Ten Commandments to be displayed on public property and an amendment that would declare a right to life for unborn children. Facebook has removed dozens of Facebook profiles and Instagram accounts just hours before polls open this morning. U.S. law enforcement told the company the pages could be linked to foreign entities. Foley police have identified a person of interest in the murder of 53-year-old Jeff Higginbotham. Police want to talk to 35-year-old Nicholas Young. Young was released from jail just days before the murder and was introduced by a friend to Higginbotham. You can find a photo of the suspect on WKRG.com. The Iron Bowl will air on WKRG News 5. That game at Bryant-Denny Stadium will kick off November 24th at 2:30. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Paid for by Carlos Finley Campaign. P.O. Box 40152, Mobile, Alabama 36640.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
Broadway's Cirque Dreams dazzles with its popular stage spectacular, Cirque Dreams Holidays. Its talent by the sleighload, says the New York Daily News. Over 20 of the world's best acts, 300 spectacular costumes, unforgettable music, and Broadway spectacle. Vegas meets family entertainment hails the Boston Globe of this season's must-see Cirque Dreams Holidays.
Friday, November 23rd at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Celebrate Hope is the signature gala for USA Mitchell Cancer Institute coming up Thursday, November 15th. We'll feature dishes by local chefs paired with wine and craft beer and live entertainment. Since its inception, Celebrate Hope has generated millions of dollars for cancer research. Individual gala tickets are $175, but sponsorships are available starting at $1,000 with tickets to the gala, premier partners event, and more. Tickets are a sponsorship at Eventbrite.com.
FM Talk 1065. This is Mobile Mornings, and still getting texts in about how the polling places are looking.
Looks like a pretty heavy turnout in most places so far.
It really does. I got a text from an unnamed texter here. It says, polling place at Snow Road and Howes Ferry is slam-packed. Beautiful sight to see. I was there for a total of 3.5 minutes. Earlier we read some of the other texts we've gotten from like Bon Secours, the Connie Hudson Senior Center, and Foley United Methodist Church. Each text saying that they haven't seen turnout like this
pretty
early
heavy
in the
turnout,
morning.
Yeah. Continue to send those to us on your text, and we'll take your calls after 8 o'clock at 343-0106.
And as I'm speaking, two more texts come in. Unnamed texter, long voter lines in Spanish Fort, but the line is moving fast. And then Roy, who's in Spanish Fort, says Spanish Fort and Malbus voter turnout, holy blank. So lots of people showing out to vote today. We appreciate your texts. Let us know what it's looking like at your polling place if you're getting out there this morning. Of course, we're only 17 minutes in, but looks like so far lots of people turning out to vote early this morning. 7:17 now, time to head out to the plains. Check on Auburn sports today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Gus Malzahn holds his weekly press conference today to talk about Saturday's game at Georgia. You'll hear from him here tomorrow. Today is day one of the college basketball regular season, and it starts with a doubleheader at Auburn Arena. At 5 p.m., Coach Flo's women's team hosts Grambling.
Last season, I think we talked a little bit too much about the NCAA tournament. And I think sometimes when that becomes your focus, you forget the work that has to go into it. Now your focus is on the NCAA tournament, but we didn't focus on the work that we needed to put into it. We're not even talking about the NCAA tournament right now. Right now we're talking about being excellent, because if we're excellent in all of our categories that we want to be better at, then it's automatic. It'll happen.
Andy Burcham has pregame coverage at 4:45 at AuburnTigers.com and the Auburn Athletics app. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
After the women's game, the men take the floor against South Alabama. Coach Pearl, after the exhibition win over Lincoln Memorial.
We'll play better. I mean, we'll be accountable. I thought Jared played well. I thought, you know, he made play. He competed on the defensive end. He got to the foul line, played 30 minutes, only one turnover. It was what we needed. I wish we'd gotten this a little sooner in the season.
Rod Bramlin and Sonny Smith have network coverage tonight at 7:30 from Auburn Arena. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel Fuel Powered Equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertstillpower.com. Real people, steel people.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Be aware of the new tax law changes that could affect you this year. One important change is to miscellaneous itemized deductions. Of those that have been lost for 2018 are reimbursed employee business expenses. For example, salespeople on a W-2 can no longer claim mileage, parking, tolls, office expenses, meals, and entertainment, to name a few. Other miscellaneous itemized deductions lost for 2018 include tax preparation fees, estate planning fees, and investment management expenses. Investment expenses are those associated with income-producing activities that are not a business, such as property or real estate management. Of those that have been lost for 2018, clerical help, office rent, investment fees, legal and tax advice, and safety deposit box fees.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers with fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Admit it, when someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you. We have what it takes.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
1065.
1065.
723 FM Talk 1065. This is Mobile Mornings. Time to check the news headlines on this general election Tuesday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065 News out of Mississippi this morning. As survey teams are taking a closer look at stamp damage in Tupelo, the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal is reporting that areas of the city were closed off late Monday as debris, downed trees, and power lines blocked roadways. There was even a gas leak in a residential area of the city, and power outages have also been reported. Emergency crews have begun assessing damage from a possible tornado. Forecasters predict
predict that severe weather would move across the southeastern United States late Monday and into early Tuesday. And the Storm Prediction Center said powerful tornadoes and damaging winds and heavy rains were also possible overnight throughout northeastern Louisiana and Tennessee. And that includes northern Mississippi and northwestern Alabama. And that, of course, follows severe storms that were blamed for two deaths in the Gulf Coast area just last week. In your financial news this morning, Lowe's is closing 20 of what they're calling their underperforming stores here in the U.S. The home improvement chain made the announcement on Monday, saying, quote, "While decisions that impact our associates are never easy, the store closures are a necessary step in our strategic reassessment as we focus on building a stronger business." That quote coming from the Lowe's president and CEO, Marvin Ellison. The chain is closing 31 stores in Canada, which brings the total number of closures to 51. Lowe's says that their associates at the stores will be offered jobs at other locations. The majority of the stores set for closure are within 10 miles of another location. That's according to the company. Some of the stores will close immediately, while others will stop operations no later than February 1st, 2019. When it comes to store closings here in Alabama, there are two, the Lowe's of Graysville, Alabama, and also the Lowe's of Bankhead Highway Southwest, Graysville, Alabama as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Appreciate it, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and we're still getting texts rolling in. 251-343-0106. We asked if you could send us pictures and updates from your polling places just to kind of get a gauge of what the turnout's looking like 30 minutes into the polls being open, and you guys have delivered plenty of texts of what it's looking like out there early in the voting today.
Right, and by all stretch of information we have, it seems like the turnout is heavier than normal. 10 minutes before the polls, the lines in Westmobile, mm-hmm. I mean, just all the way down through the parking lot. I've lost my app here.
Well, we're getting plenty of texts like that the line was out the door before right. The polling opened, but now polling is open, still lines out the door. At Fairhope Baptist Church, one texter says no parking available, and the line is out the door, but the line is moving well. Thank you, Fish River Frank. He let us know that. Roy is in Spanish Fort. He said parking is over a quarter mile away from his polling place right now. He said he's never seen anything like this before in 16 years. One person from Seven Hill voting precinct, normally 10 to 15 in line when they open. This morning, 75 plus, according to them. And then in Sims, about 50 in the line at the poll opening. But there's plenty more texts like that. Polls are so busy at Schillinger's and Moffitt, according to Tracy, that there were no parking spaces available. She says she's going to have to go back later to vote. That's a good sign for turnout.
Right, exactly. One person did ask if we could vote at the Waffle House, only if you're voting for Scattered, Smothered, and Covered, as opposed to Burt's Chili.
Yeah.
That's the only vote you can cast there.
Yeah, I love Waffle House's campaign events. I am for Waffle House all the way. And then a bit of different information from Tracy here. She says she received a call from the Mobile County Public School System. The fiber somehow has gone down. It's been cut between Mobile and Montgomery, which has resulted in no phones at any of the public schools in Mobile County. Tracy says they will let us know when it's back up. Just thought your listeners might like to know if they did not receive that call. So apparently phones down at Mobile County Public School System. We'll try to find more information on that, but that's according to one of our texters, Tracy. So lots of good news coming in.
Yeah, we did have one texter who says they went to vote and the polling place had been changed, so tell people to double-check where they were supposed to go vote before they leave. Now, I don't know what polling location that was. They didn't identify that, but we're working on getting information on where you can go to look for your mm-hmm. particular polling place.
Yeah, one good place to find that information, SOS, Secretary of State, the Alabama Secretary of State's website, sos.alabama.gov. You can get sample ballots there for Mobile and Baldwin counties and, you know, heck, any other county that you're voting for if it's in the state of Alabama. And also they'll show you your polling place there, sos.alabama.gov. As the general election Tuesday rolls on, so does Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5. We've got your weather with Dr. Bill coming up in just a minute. Kane keeping us updated on traffic throughout the morning, and WKRG News is next. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. It's Election Day. The polls open at 7 this morning. In the race for Alabama Governor, Governor Kay Ivey and challenger Democrat Walt Maddox made final pitches to voters in Mobile on Monday.
When you see budgets that, by my opponent's own estimation, bare bones, people know something's not right.
I am what you see, and I've given people results, improvement in jobs and education and some other things. And
in Florida's race for governor, Republican Ron DeSantis and Democrat Andrew Gillum spent their last full day on the campaign trail urging voters to get out to vote.
If we are even going into Election Day and Republicans vote on Tuesday, we win.
Y'all know what it means to party with a purpose. And the purpose is that tomorrow we've got to get out and vote like our lives depended on it.
News 5 is your local election headquarters. Watch results on air and online as polls close tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Bucks are dropping at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and with hunting season just around the corner, it's a great time to come in today. See, shop, and save on all Liberty round pin models left in stock. Let Mike Ward's professional staff help you find just the right safe to meet your needs. Liberty Safes have a free lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. Free delivery up to 50 miles in most cases, and take advantage of 0% interest for 12 months with approved credit. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Voting is now well underway in three dozen states as citizens decide who will control Congress and dozens of state houses. One of the highest profile races is in Texas, and we find correspondent Athena Jones in South Lake.
When it comes to some of the big races we're watching here in the Lone Star State, like the Senate race between Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke and Senator Ted Cruz, they're going to be closely watching what happens right here in Tarrant County. O'Rourke himself has said, as Tarrant County goes, so goes the state. We have to win in this county in order to be able to win the state of Texas.
Possible tornadoes touch down in Louisiana and Mississippi overnight as a line of storms moved across the deep south. Tree limbs and power lines came down from Louisiana to Alabama, prompting late starts for some schools. Thousands of migrants making their way toward the U.S. spent the night resting in the Jesus Martinez Stadium in Mexico City, bathing, eating, and receiving donated clothing. The caravan has spread out recently as some people have been able to hitch rides. Pre-market trading on Wall Street in a holding pattern all morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court has ended the court fight over repealed Obama-era net neutrality rules that required internet providers to treat all online traffic equally. The court yesterday rejected appeals from the telecom industry seeking to throw out a lower court ruling in favor of the net neutrality rules. The FCC under President Trump has rolled back the rules, but the industry also wanted to wipe the court ruling off the books. China last month granted initial approval for 16 new trademarks for the fashion brand of Ivanka Trump, including voting machines. Ivanka announced in July she was shutting her fashion line to focus on her role as an informal White House advisor. Since Trump's election in 2016, his family has faced criticism that its portfolio of real estate and consumer goods businesses, which lean heavily on the Trump name, conflicts with its Washington roles. The group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics made the findings about the new China trademarks and said it was the largest number her company has received in a single month. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket.
What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green E-National Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me. No, no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Mark Holliday and Kelly Finley in with you on this general election Tuesday. Joined, as always, by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So how's the weather looking today on this all-important voting Tuesday? I know a bit muggy in the air this morning.
Yeah, it's going to be a warm and humid day, and we will see a few scattered showers today. Right now, we've got some heavy thunderstorms, but they're offshore. Those are not going to affect us. But we do have a line of showers that's across southwest Alabama into the southeast Mississippi. That's occurring ahead of a cold front. That front's going to move down into our area tonight and then stall, become stationary along the coast. So we'll see some of those showers move in here. I don't expect any severe weather, but just some scattered showers. Tonight, we could see a few showers around, but there could be also some fog tonight, particularly after midnight and into the morning hours. Low tonight will be in the upper 60s. As for tomorrow, good chance for some shower activity and maybe a few thunderstorms tomorrow, because that weather front's going to be right along the coast. It says it's going to stall, and it could generate a few showers. So tomorrow, look for upper 70s with a good chance of showers. As for the rest of the week, Thursday, some scattered showers, high in the low 70s. Then on Friday, that weather front along the coast will be pushed offshore, and cooler air will come down to the Gulf Coast. So Friday, a very good chance for showers, high in the mid-70s. And then we clear off over the weekend with cool temperatures. On Saturday, mostly sunny, only 62. And then we'll be down into the mid and upper 40s Saturday night. Sunday looks good, mostly sunny, around 65. And the good weather will continue into Monday with sunshine and a high in the 60s.
Yeah, that weekend weather forecast looking much more like the November that I've come to grow and love, those kinds of temperatures.
Yeah, that's more like it, definitely, this weekend. But for the next couple of days, temperatures are going to be well above normal.
Well, I know today everyone's worried about turnout, not only in the state of Alabama, but across the nation. But as far as our state goes, northern part of the state, should we be expecting any severe weather today?
It doesn't look like it. Showers will be the pattern across the state, mainly scattered showers, with the best chance now being over the southern half of Alabama.
And as hurricane season winds down, what's it looking like in the tropics?
No problem right now. Looking good across the Gulf, the Caribbean, and the Atlantic. Some clouds over the tropical Atlantic, but the upper air winds are kind of brisk right now, and we don't expect any development.
All right. Good news. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you again soon.
Okay, Dalton.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Hear his forecast twice an hour every hour on FM Talk 106.5. Still getting lots of good texts in from polling places around our area. Got two texts at exactly the same time from different people here. Tony in Robertsdale said the Daphne High School polling place is completely packed, and an unnamed texter seconds that, says Daphne High School voting precinct is absolutely packed. Paul says E.R. Dixon crowded, but no line out the door. And Jace says that he's going to be late to work because the Dawes polling at Christ Living Word Church has a full parking lot. Lots of people basically saying the same thing at their polling places.
Yeah, Common Sense Winter says Union Baptist in Grand Bay has the longest line I've seen there before 7. The Roy in Spanish Fort says there's a new check-in system using tablets and scanning driver's license to move the lines quicker and print tickets to get the ballot. Tony in Robertsdale, very diverse crowd, black, white, brown, men, women, both. Lots of people. Also, Tony says the machines are locked up in Silver Hill,
uh-oh,
where his wife is registered. If you voted in the primary, it won't let you vote. They have something coming from someone coming from Bay Minette to fix it, so I hope they get that done quickly.
Yeah, for sure. And the texts keep coming in. Daphne Civic Center slammed. We want to hear your text, too, 251-343-0106, and let us know what it's looking like at your polling place. Polling now been open for 40 minutes. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is when you're allowed to vote. And we just put a link up on Facebook, facebook.com/FMTalk1065, with a link to the Secretary of State's website, right, where if you don't already know where your polling place is, or if you want to double check before you head out so you don't waste any time, you could find where you're supposed to go vote from there, and also sample ballots for whatever county you may be voting in.
Right. From a different story, Lisa has indicated there's an accident at 65 and 158 in Saraland, including a school bus, also a wreck southbound on 65 in Saraland as well. So be careful if you're in those areas.
Yeah, we appreciate the text on the traffic and polling. 740 now on FM Talk 106.5. And we'll keep you updated with weather this morning, traffic from Kane, news from Kelly, and sports from myself, also news from Mark and WKRG. I mean, we've got everybody working on this election Tuesday, and we'll get it started right now with Kane and that traffic update right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Theodore Dawes Road and Dan Gray Davis got an accident with injuries. Also, other accidents clearing at Airport, the West I-65 Service Road South, Washington Boulevard and Kerry Hamilton Road, Ziegler and Schillinger Road North, and Halls Mill and Range Line, as state troopers are there at Celeste Road and Mims, northbound 65 just south of Celeste Road. Also, we've got another one as you're coming off of McCreary and Calhoun, and snow at Tanner Williams. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at pittsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk temporary staffing and how that industry has changed so quickly. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hello, Tom Beaudry here. I'm a retired Coast Guard Command Mass Chief and a disabled veteran. I am your veteran and military real estate professional. Call me today at 251-367-0575, and thank you for your service.
In my first job, I started as a temp. It was perfect. My employer determined if I was a fit or not while I gradually was learning the job in their workplace. And if it didn't work out, no problem. I just got a call from the staffing firm saying I didn't need to go back tomorrow. How has the temporary staffing industry adjusted to a booming economy, desperate for talent, and in some cases, just desperate for warm bodies? We'll meet Liz Freeman of Long's Human Resources and get answers to these questions Wednesday, 6 p.m., here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings rolls on this general election Tuesday. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An Amber Alert has been issued for a 13-year-old girl who was kidnapped from a mobile home park in North Carolina Monday morning. Witnesses describe a man with a yellow bandana over his face when he grabbed Hanaya Aguilar from a yard in the Rosewood Mobile Home Park just before 7 a.m. on Monday. This young lady is described as being 5 feet tall, weighing 126 pounds. She has long black hair, brown eyes, and braces. She was last seen wearing a blue shirt with a flower pattern and blue jeans. Authorities say that Aguilar was forced into a stolen green 2002 SUV with South Carolina license plates. Police are looking for the teenager and the stolen vehicle. Anyone with any information is urged to call 911 or the Lumberton Police at 910-671-3845. Again, she is 13 years old. An Amber Alert has been issued for this young lady kidnapped in North Carolina Monday morning. Hanaya Aguilar. If you have information, please call 911. More financial news that makes the kids and the parents happy. How about this? Beginning next month, Kroger, they say that they will offer merchandise from Jeffrey's Toy Box, named for the now-closed toy chain's iconic giraffe mascot. We, of course, are talking about Toys R Us. So the collection will feature more than 35 toys, ranging in price from $19.99 to $49.99. Executives with Kroger say Jeffrey's Toy Box delivers a unique shopping destination within Kroger's store. We're excited to offer Jeffrey's Toy Box this holiday season to provide our customers with the opportunity to purchase a selection of toys once exclusive to Toys R Us. You'll recall Toys R Us closed all 735 of their U.S. stores in March amid their bankruptcy filing. The closures impacted and eliminated more than 30,000 jobs. So if you're interested in getting those toys at the nearest Kroger, you can shop in Opelika, Madison, and Huntsville. Happy shopping. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you were like me, you grew up Republican, but I don't just vote Republican because I was raised to. I vote because I choose to. Defending and upholding my constitutional rights just makes sense, just like how having a smaller government with smaller taxes makes sense to me. I'm a Republican because we are the party of can-do. Together we have raised household incomes, and employment is at an all-time high for all Americans. I encourage you to find out what being a Republican means to you, and join me at the polls November 6th to vote Republican.
Paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley, and Mark Holliday in with you on this general election Tuesday. And I love it. Texts keep coming in from polling places around our area. Greg says, the Bayou LeBattery, not packed, but there's a steady stream of people in a busy parking lot. Lines at Daphne High, never seen this before, not even in 2016, says an unnamed texter. Another unnamed texter here, Silver Hill lines were wrapped around the building by 7, but the machines actually messed up. He said, if you voted in the primaries, you were turned away. I think we read this one earlier. My question is, what happens to the votes that were cast today if the machines are cleared? We'll have to check in on that story. It sounds like a developing story throughout the day, and we'll find out more information on what might be happening at one or two of these polling places. Mark says, Sims First Baptist, crowded but moving quickly. Please go out and vote. Earlier, the text from Daphne High, a person says, 125 people have voted so far. Took me 19 minutes, and that was about 30 minutes after polling opened. All kinds of texts like that. Way busier at St. Joan of Arc in Oakley than usual. Another text, St. Philip Neri, polling place is very busy. Busy reminds me of 2016. And then another text from the Spanish Fort parking lot, about 15 minutes to vote for that person. Send us your text, 251-343-0106. Want to know what the turnout's looking like early this morning at your polling place. Coming up, got your sports news for Monday Night Football last night, and college basketball season starts tonight. Right. And also, just a second, WKRG News with your update. Mobile Mornings rolls on right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Year after year, our elected officials promise to improve education, and year after year, nothing happens. If things are ever going to change, it's going to take passion and bold action. I'm Stephen McNair, and as a Murphy High School graduate, I believe in our public schools. I'll fight to make education funding a priority. We must have more resources in the classroom, and it's time we finally have an education lottery in Alabama. On November 6th, stand up for our children's future and vote Stephen McNair to be your next representative. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama 36652.
With WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. It's election day this morning. Polls open at 7 o'clock. In Alabama, voters will make a decision on 4 statewide amendments, including an amendment that would allow the Ten Commandments to be displayed on public property and an amendment that would declare a right to life for unborn children. Facebook has removed dozens of Facebook profiles and Instagram accounts just hours before polls open this morning. U.S. law enforcement told the company the pages could be linked to foreign entities. entities. Foley police have identified a person of interest in the murder of 53-year-old Jeff Higginbotham. Police want to talk to 35-year-old Nicholas Young. Young was released from jail just days before the murder and was introduced by a friend to Higginbotham. You can find a photo of the suspect on WKRG.com. The Iron Bowl will air on WKRG News 5. That game at Bryant-Denny Stadium will kick off November 24th at 2:30. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge.
I'm James Barber, and I believe the fundamental purpose of government is the safety of the public. But in order for government to fulfill this very fundamental duty, we must have judges that are tough on criminals and that are willing to stop violent repeat offenders from returning to our community. That's why I need your help. Join me and vote for Brandi Hambright, Circuit Judge, Tuesday, November 6th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandi Hambright, Circuit Court, P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Accident Now, Celeste Road in Mims, also McCrary and Calhoun, snow at Tanner Williams at Theodore Dawes and Nan Gray Davis. I've got another accident off Airport, the West I-65 Service Road clearing, Washington Boulevard and Kerry Hamilton Road, Ziegler and Schillinger Road in Hallsville and Rangeline. This Saturday night, last race of the season at Deep South Speedway in Loxley. The green flag flies at 6 p.m. Get the details on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 10 minutes till 8 now. Quick update on traffic. We've been getting a couple texts in asking about the traffic on southbound I-65. We got a text earlier. There was a wreck just past the Celeste Road exit, southbound 65. So be cautious if you're traveling in that direction. It is time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Last night on Monday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans beat the Dallas Cowboys 28-14. The Dallas defense forced two fumbles early in the game, but only capitalized with one touchdown. The Titans defense also forced two turnovers and scored touchdowns after both. Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota was the star of the game on offense. He passed for 240 yards and two touchdowns and also ran in the final touchdown of the game on third down and goal from the 9-yard line. Amari Cooper played his first game as a Dallas Cowboy since being traded away from Oakland 2 weeks ago. The former Alabama Crimson Tide receiver finished the night with 5 receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown in his first game with the Cowboys. The 2018 college basketball season officially tips off tonight, and just about every team in the country has taken the court. There are a couple great top 10 matchups, with number 1 ranked Kansas facing number 10 ranked Michigan State at 6 p.m. And after that game, number 2 ranked Kentucky takes on number 4 ranked Duke. A game I'm personally excited about, South Alabama Jaguars getting their season started on the Plains at number 11-ranked Auburn. That tips off at 8 o'clock tonight. Tigers return just about everyone from their SEC regular season champion team from last season. Alabama starts their season at 7 tonight against Southern University, and Florida plays at in-state rival and 17th-ranked Florida State at 8 p.m. 7:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers with fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
If you were like me, you grew up Republican, but I don't just vote Republican because I was raised to. I vote because I choose to. Defending and upholding my constitutional rights just makes sense. Just like how having a smaller government with smaller taxes makes sense to me. I'm a Republican because we are the party of can-do. Together we have raised household incomes and employment is at an all-time high for all Americans. I encourage you to find out what being a Republican means to you and join me at the polls November 6th to vote Republican.
Paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
7:55 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings rolls on this Tuesday. Time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news for residents who call Crichton home and businesses who are looking to attract even more people to the city, as the city of Mobile broke ground Monday morning for a new home on Weems Drive in Crichton. Mayor Sandy Stimson says the land is owned by the city of Mobile, but that land has been vacant for 16 years. The city has contributed to it as a developer who will then build a house and give back portions of the proceeds to the city once it sells. Mayor Stimson says, quote, "We'll have a new house for a family to move in to help populate the street because there are several vacant lots along here. And if this works, when this works, this will be the model for us to be able to develop a total of 7 lots on this street." The money comes from a federal program that helps low-income families purchase homes. It is Election Day. Of course, it is Tuesday, Election Day. Polls open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Great news. If you need a ride to the polls today, Lyft and Uber are offering you free pickups. Be sure to download the app and go ahead and book your ride. If you need more information on your polling place, or perhaps whether you are even registered, and maybe you want to read up on all the amendments before you cast your ballot today, well, you can go to vote411.org. There you can read up on all the issues. You also can read up on the candidates. Speaking of which, FM Talk 106.5 is very proud to have had a number of the candidates on our airwaves. We've posted that audio on our website, FM Talk 106.5. You also can research the candidates who are vying for your votes. Be sure to search for them on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And don't forget, polls open at 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Happy Election Day. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 7:57 FM Talk 106.5. It is General Election Tuesday. Turnout looking pretty good in Mobile and Baldwin counties, at least according to the texts that we've been receiving. You can send us a text, 251-343-0106. Next hour, we'll talk with Quinn Hillier at the top of the hour about the general election and what it looks like, not only statewide, but nationwide, whether Quinn expects the House to remain Republican, Senate to remain Republican, or whether the Democrats will pick up either the House or the Senate. We'll talk about him, or talk about that with him, and a whole lot more general election talk today on Mobile Mornings. Hour number 3, we roll on right after this, right here on FM Talk 106.5.